Last week and this week have provided us many wonderful opportunities to reflect on stewardship. Last week we celebrated Deacon Al Sharash and the 40 years that he has ministered among us as an ordained deacon. And today, of course, we have these wonderful examples of these two widows in our scriptures. They remain unnamed. They don't have a name. But the widow in our first reading, the widow from Zarephath, gave every one of her last provisions, not for herself, but for the holy prophet Elijah. And in our gospel, the widow in the temple put in a couple of small coins, everything that she had to live on in praise of God and his work. Wonderful examples of stewardship. And today we also have examples of stewardship practiced in our own parish. And to help us understand their call to be stewards and how they serve in our parish, I would like to invite Matt and Jen Ford to come forward and share their story with us this day.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Matt Ford, and this is my wife, Jennifer. We've been attending St. Pius Parish since 2003. Our youngest three children were baptized here, and our two youngest attending classes at the St. Pius Early Learning Center.
I have been volunteering at St. Pius as a cantor since 2010, and Matt has been a lector since 2014. I love to sing. I have been blessed by God and knew from a young age that I needed to share it. I do so not only by volunteering here at St. Pius, but also with many of the different theater groups within our community. Wanting to share your God-given talents and having the time to do so can at times be a difficult thing. Juggling work, family, and volunteering can be a challenge, especially in finding time to prepare. But I always make it a priority, and as we all often do, I just do it. It is important to me. It is an important part of my life, and it is an important part of my faith.
I am not a singer at all. Believe me, you don't even want me to try. When looking at ways that I could participate in the liturgy, lecturing seemed like a natural fit for me. I've always been told that I have a face for radio and that I have a background in talking in front of large crowds from my days as a master of ceremonies at a nightclub during college. I will say that talking in front of this congregation is a little bit different than speaking in front of partying college students. But luckily for me, what God didn't give me in a pleasant-sounding singing voice, he gave me the great ability to enunciate and project so that I can be heard and understood. We all have talents. It's more about the ability to recognize them, hone that skill so that you may be a service to others.
Being parents of five children, three of which are still at home with us, like many of you, we have very busy schedules. Matt and I have found it exciting and challenging to prepare for sharing our gifts. It takes a real commitment. Sometimes I need to take 30 minutes to myself to practice my music for Mass. Matt helps me out by keeping our two youngest occupied and giving me some peace and quiet. I grew up having two parents who were very active members of our church. My dad became an ordained deacon when I was 18 years old. Whether it was attending daily Mass, being on church committees, being a Eucharistic minister, and even being a sponsored couple for marriage prep classes, I have had great role models in my parents. They both worked full-time and at times taught college classes or took college classes themselves, but always made time to be involved in their faith. Sharing the word and teachings of God is definitely a trait that has been taught to me from an early age.
Being a lectern and taking part in the liturgy has given me a new appreciation for my faith. I wasn't born or raised Catholic. I converted in 1998 after Jennifer and I got married. Attending Mass and learning the traditions was one of the many things that drew me to convert. But after I was able to be a part of the liturgy and really listen to the words of Jesus and our Heavenly Father, it really opened a new door of appreciation and understanding for me. Instead of just feeling preached at or lectured as I did growing up, By sharing my gift and making sure the job I was doing was the best I could do so as to affect the way other parishioners experienced Mass, it gave me a whole new appreciation and understanding of the words spoken here in this room every Sunday.
At this stage of my life, now being a parent, I can better understand why being involved with the church was so important to my parents. As a kid, it is not as easy to see or understand. You just go to church because your parents say so. But as an adult, the involvement and even just going to church has a deeper meaning for me. I feel a part of a community, and I feel closer to God and to my family. Our involvement in the church has had positive impacts on my life. I have met and continue to meet amazing people.
Involving our family is not easy. With Jennifer and I both at times participating in the same Mass, it's hard having small children. If they cannot be present at Mass, we try to make sure our kids understand the importance of not only going to church, but the impact of being a part of the Christian community and that can have on their lives. We talk about and share our experiences with them. We also believe that our children seeing our involvement has and will continue to help shape them as they determine what their spirituality looks like going into adulthood. Another important part of stewardship is sharing the gifts of your treasures. Sometimes when life is so busy to share your time and talent, sharing your financial resources with the church is a great way to share in stewardship. As a young couple, finances were not always available, but we always tried to give what we could spare. As the gospel and the readings today illustrated, stewardship is not only giving of our time and talents, but sharing our treasure also.
Making my stewardship a priority has been easy for me. It has been rooted in the desire to share my God-giving blessings with others. Singing is worship. When I sing and canter at church, I am praying and worshiping with others. That feeling is one of the best feelings and is very satisfying.
Our continued commitment to stewardship here at St. Pius is not only about sharing our gifts and talents with others, but offers us a sense of belonging and self-worth. Every Sunday when we leave church, whether we are cantering or lecturing, we feel renewed, energized, and spiritually fulfilled in our Catholic faith.
My parents and their faith journey, along with their commitment to the Catholic Church, has helped mold and shape me into who I am and where I am in my faith journey. They shared and continue to share their gifts with their church community, and I know that the example has had a direct effect on both Matt, myself, and our kids.
Stewardship is a commitment of time, ability, and financial resources. Hopefully, through these few examples we have shared today, all of you will agree with us that no matter how much the commitment is, the benefits and rewards far exceed any negatives. If you have any questions about what role you could play in stewardship here at St. Pius, please make sure to pick up your stewardship packet on your way out of church today. Fill out your form and return it to church next week. Commit to supporting your parish through sharing your gifts. Jen and I believe you won't regret it. Remember, we are the church. Together we pray, serve, and support our faith community. I ask you now to join us in saying the St. Pius X stewardship prayer, which can be found in the back of your missalette.
Gracious God, we thank you for the unique gifts you have given us to foster your kingdom here on earth. Inspire us to examine our values, always placing you at the center of our lives. Open our hearts to realize we are blessed and called to share our gifts with others. Help us to be good stewards of the gifts entrusted to us, to share our time, our talent, and our treasure, to connect, serve, and impact the world. Amen.
Thank you.